All right, howlers, let's get howling. But first, a couple quick warnings. First warning, this podcast contains adult content.
Don't be a pixie.
Second warning, this podcast contains spoilers for the entire Red Rising saga.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok at HowlerPod Official. Yes, we're on TikTok. And email howlerpod@gmail.com. And we're on YouTube. Come look at Ben
raising the roof.
It's been a year. You can stop. Also, rate and review us 5 stars only. If you don't give us 5 stars only, then you won't be in our top 25 favorite people.
Mm. Boo. And now, Howler Pod. Hello, Howlers. Welcome to HowlerPod, your podcast for all things Red Rising, where every episode we dive deep to break down, celebrate, and discuss all aspects of the fantastic Red Rising saga by Howler number one, Pierce Brown.
Ow!
I am your host, Ben Reinert. I am joined today, as always, by the amazing Aaron Ayers.
Hello, Howlers.
Welcome, Aaron. It's been a while. How are you doing?
We have a whole new studio.
Wow.
We put some pictures up. It might be hard to see, but this is us with Pierce, our lord and writer.
Cassius Corner over here.
I put Ben in the Cassius Corner. I'm under Mustang with Miles's beautiful portraits here.
Yes, thank you to Miles Bensky, who's contributed to our episode art and now our studio art.
We've got the Archimedes. Who did the up top one?
That's Sam Burley, I believe.
Nice. Anyways, here's some books we're going to talk
about.
We're
back. It's been a year and a half.
Yeah. What have you been up to?
You know, living.
I have seen you.
Yeah. We have seen each other in the last year and a half. But
yes. We went to a 3-night music festival to see Ben's favorite band.
Mm-hmm.
So.
My Morning Jacket. They do our intro music.
Yes.
We loved it.
It was fun. What else do we do?
I tried out being a Disney adult for
Ben and his girlfriend wore the hats and did the fast pass.
Yep.
Ultra fast.
It was a good time. Disney World's fun.
Nice. Nice. Yep.
I've got takes on Disney World movies now. I mean, on Disney movies now.
You didn't have them before?
No. Now I've seen all of them.
Oh, yeah. Leading up and to going to Disney, you watched every movie?
Yeah, my girlfriend is a little bit of a completionist, and so she made
a list. That's why your house is so clean.
And then we had to watch every single movie on that list.
Yeah. I watched a few new ones, thanks to you guys.
Yeah, yeah. What have you been up to?
I've been traveling to a lot of lake time. We live near the Ozarks. I've been reading Dungeon Crawler Carl. Mm-hmm. Ben, of course, started after me and finished before me. So that's fun when that happens. I'm almost on book 6 now, or I'm halfway.
You're doing great.
Thank you. I took a lull. I read Joe Abercrombie's The Devils, which was a fun adventure story, like a comfort fantasy, I would call it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And now we're back here.
And here we are.
Podcasting
and we're ready.
Again.
We're ready to get back into Red Rising.
What are we talking about today?
We thought it would be fun to talk about our Prime 25.
Yes, the Prime 25, our top 25 most prime characters in Red Rising.
And what does that mean? Whatever we want
well,
it to
we'll
mean.
We'll talk about what that means later on.
It doesn't necessarily mean favorite or nicest. I put a lot of villains on my list. I don't know. I was like, I'm kind of enjoying the like baddie quotes and like, you know, I don't know.
I love this.
Who knows? I might flip, be a Lysander lover, like Zeff. Just kidding. I would never do that.
I haven't seen Aaron's full top 25, just her first 5. And I can tell we are on in wildly different places.
Yes.
Which is great.
How did you make your list?
Yes. Let's talk about criteria. So mine fully vibes. Like, I just kind of...
Did you start with like a full... I like went to AI and I was like, give me a full list of every character ever mentioned. And it, not surprisingly, missed quite a few.
It was very
It missed
bad.
Uncle Narrel.
Yeah.
Like, he's mentioned many times. So then I went through... There's a Red Rising wiki that's pretty robust. So I had to go...
I used the wiki a lot.
Yeah. I probably got up to what, like 112 at least of like my full list.
Wow.
And then that's where I started.
I did not go that deep. I kind of just started at the top because I was like...
Cassius.
Yes. I was like, I know...
Spoiler. Who's gonna be.
Well, hey.
Is that your time?
We're not on that part of the episode yet. We're not on that episode yet. Anyway. So yeah, I just kind of started at the top and started that way. And then just started going down. Like I had chunks of characters and I would kind of be like...
Chunks.
Okay, out of these seven characters, like who's my favorite character? I just asked myself that. All right, who's my favorite character?
So
here?
You really went off favorite.
Is full well.
That's
ish.
You see, Prime is favorite.
Not necessarily, I guess, because okay. Like there's more that goes into most Prime for me, like because like a baddie, not like Lysander is not one of my favorite characters, but he's an amazing book character.
Yeah.
Right. So like I got to take that into account.
And this is tough because Pierce makes you like people that you then hate. And you're like, fuck, I liked them. Now I hate them. So I was also trying to go like book by book. Like, how do I feel about this person in Red Rising? And then how do I feel about them, you know, well, after they die?
Yeah. So some of it was like character development. Some of them was just like, how much fun are they? How much do I like them? And then I kind of slotted them in that way. And it was... a lot of vibes all the way through. And then I kind of just got a list together and then started tinkering with it from there. And I'm sure I forgot somebody, but I'm pretty happy with it.
I do have a list right now. I made an Excel.
Yeah. What did you do?
Mine was more type A.
Yes, it was. I was like blown away.
I was like, pull out Excel immediately. Put them all together. I did a first comb through. I cut the list in half. So I pulled out like really minor characters or like I pulled out people that I'm just like, they don't have enough content to like talk about. Mm-hmm. And then I went through and I did 1 through 5 on physical strength, fighting skills. Wow. So like,
that's part of your criteria,
but like that's strength, what you value. Just, you know, bull strength, like a obsidian and then skills, you know, we're gonna act all these out. Moral compass.
Wow. Okay.
You know, are you, because so evil people did get a hit there, but a lot of them are strong. So.
Right.
Intelligence/cunning.
Yeah.
How sneaky are you? Successful outcomes, you know.
Wow.
Are you good at getting shit done?
What you're trying to do.
And then I stopped there and then I had like too many bad guys. So then my final, I added a column for still alive.
Oh, I like that. Okay.
Like Logan Ninefinger, still alive.
And they got like points for that.
So that dropped down. That was either 1 or 5, either you're alive or you're dead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then you've only seen my bottom 5. I still might throw people in or out. Spoiler. I had Lilith was like 10 or something. And I was like, I fucking hate Lilith. Get out of here. Yeah. So I just fully cut her.
Okay.
So I still hold.
So there was some vibes at the end.
Well, it was like, I don't have anything to say about Lilith.
Okay.
She fucks her son or whatever. I don't know.
Wants to, I think is the problem there. Yeah. I don't know.
Jury's out.
Yeah, so today we're going to be talking about numbers 25 through 21.
Which is 5 total.
Yes, 5 and for each of us.
I encourage you all, after this, make a list of your top 20 or 25.
Yep.
See if they compare. You can do vibes like Ben, or you can be insane like me and get your spreadsheet out.
Create your own criteria.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and I would say ChatGPT... get with it. You forgot Uncle Nero. I was just like, I'm never
you
trusting.
Can't rely on that. Every time I Google something and Gemini pops up, I'm just like, I can't trust this. Like, I don't know if that's actually real or not. It'll tell you whatever you want to hear, I feel like.
I don't know. I mean, I do use it, but with a grain of salt.
There you go. Yeah, just don't don't let Skynet take over, you know?
My logic is undeniable.
So we'll be doing 5 episodes on our top 20, our most prime.
Most prime. Primest.
Prime 25.
Primest.
And today we'll be starting with our first 5. And the way this is going to work, we're just going to kind of go back and forth. If we have one that lines up on this episode, we'll talk about it at the same time. That way we're not doubling up. But if maybe it's on my list later and it's on your list now, I'll save that. I won't talk about it now or give that away.
Good news. I don't know who's on my list.
You've already forgot.
The numbers told me. just kidding. I know who's at the top. And yeah. I was like, that's who I wanted at the top.
Okay. That's
it. Was the numbers are biased, obviously. Oh, I should have put sexiest. I might add a column.
There you go.
Why not?
Later on.
Ooh, that would bump you know who up.
Yeah, you can always Apple. Change your list. Yeah. All right. So let's talk about some honorable mentions first.
Okay.
People who did not make our list. That's maybe like we want to just mention as a character we like or it's a surprise or whatever.
I have about 50 honorable mentions. Yeah,
apparently, you did a lot of research on this. You never do any research. But today, you did a lot.
You told me to make a
which
list.
Which is incredible. I'm
and
so
I'm
proud
a list
of you.
Maker. All right.
My list, honorable mentions. I wanted to give a shout out to Mateo. Great character who I did not have on my top 25.
Such a nice person.
Love that guy. Dancer didn't make my top 25.
Yeah. That's both. One where you're like, how did you feel about him in this book compared to Dark Age?
Now that he's a, you know.
Spoilers. I'm just going to keep saying.
Both Paxes. No Paxes on my list.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, maybe Pax will have a bigger role.
Yeah. In that same vein, no Daxo on my list.
Okay.
Evie, who I wanted to find a spot for, but just couldn't really like fit her in, and she hasn't been around in a really long
time.
Where
the fuck is Evie?
Yeah. So.
Is she dead?
I don't know.
There were some where I was like, are you still alive?
Yeah. I think she's still alive. We haven't seen her die on page anyway.
I will say when I rated Still Alive 1 or 5, I thought, are you? And then I was like, must be dead. Gave him a 1.
Didn't even actually check.
Well, there's some like Harmony
could
be alive with snake babies.
I think
but
she's
not,
dead.
She's not living.
She's like animated with snakes inside of her. Yeah. That was so funny.
Pregnant with snakes.
Oh, I like that. Rona not on my list.
Yeah, she was literally forgotten about.
Yeah.
Didn't Pierce say?
No, he didn't say that.
Did he forget about her?
I think clarified that she's in a prison camp on Mercury or something like that.
Yeah, sure.
In an interview later on.
Sure.
Well, dear, the Unshorn.
Oh.
Not on my list.
Bold.
Octavia Alun not on my list.
Okay.
So those are just some of my honorable mentions.
Yeah, you were like old baddie.
I had not Octavia on my initial 25 and I took her off.
Okay, my 25 honorable mentions. This is like number 26 through, I don't know, wherever I stopped. 26 was Alexander.
Wow.
I think the Still Alive got him.
Oh, that was the criteria. Tough.
But strong moral compass.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Right?
But definitely dead.
Skills?
Yeah.
Dead. Aja.
Wow.
Yeah.
Also dead.
Strength and skills. Yeah. Low moral compass. Dead. Atlas. Orion. I'll go faster. The Ass Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Lyria.
There's one here. I was super surprised that she's not on your top 25.
She's weak. She gave up her fighting skills. She gave them up.
Okay.
I'm still mad about that.
Yeah. I understand.
Moral compass? I don't know.
Yeah.
She didn't score top.
Super high there.
I mean, maybe a 3 or 4, but not a 5.
Okay. Okay.
She's more like, you know, surviving. But no, I think I gave her 4 because she gave up Figment. I was like, I guess that's a moral compass thing.
Yeah.
Ugh. Those are my mentions. Okay. What's your number 21?
Let's start with 25.
Oh, I forgot. Started from the bottom, now we hit.
Okay, let's get into our lists.
Okay.
Number 25 for me is Aja.
Okay.
Yes, I'm starting here.
So she's low.
She's low on my list, but like mainly because we don't get a lot of her.
Yeah, we hear a lot about her.
Yes.
But she's badass.
She is a badass. We do also have like our favorite moment from the character and our favorite quote mm-hmm. from the character that we wanted to talk about. So my favorite moment, I kind of went through, I mean, there's a lot of badass Aja moments, but I think the one that really encapsulates her really well is in Golden Sun. She like bares her teeth at Darrow, like a tiger or something.
And is this when they're on the ice?
No, it's like... after the gala.
She's like, and yeah. Like,
and he looks away and he's like, I feel hot shame.
It's like, I should have steered her down. Yeah. I would have looked away too.
I know. Like, she's terrifying.
I also would have been like, that was a really weird thing to do.
I just felt like she was like standing there with little boy Lysander and he was like looking at both of them.
I remember that.
And then she like snarls at her and he's like, whoop.
And he's like, her thighs are very thick.
I thought that was great. And then my favorite quote is actually not from her. It's about her. Never
she
fight a river.
Say much.
Never fight a river and never fight Aja. I mean.
Don't do it.
That's badass.
And Lorne said it.
Yes.
Which means you probably shouldn't fight her, Darrow.
Yes.
Unless
he trained
you have
her and he made that quote about her.
Yeah.
So, I mean, nothing more badass than to have like a quote like that about you.
Right.
That's just like. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
It's kind of embarrassing that she died fighting.
Well, she got killed by 4 golds. It took 4 golds to kill her. Yeah.
And like a secret agent
and
a
almost
dead
all
one.
Died. Yeah.
You're not supposed to be alive. My number 25 is Roke.
Ah.
Are you surprised he's on my list? This
not
is why I did it with the rating system. Yeah. Otherwise...
You would have just cut him out.
Because, like, he's a bitch.
Yeah.
But I tried to go back. Like, I liked Roke, like we all did mm-hmm. at first. He was a cutie. He was nice. He was, like, a softy compared to everyone else.
Yep.
My favorite moment is a softer moment when, after Tactus dies, he's, you know, there for him. He's talking about Tactus, like... Virginia's like, do you think he would have changed? And he's like, it's like he was like hugging a flame or something. You know? Mm-hmm. Like he was a good friend, even if you weren't a good friend.
Yeah.
If you were a gold or a hot pink asterisk.
Yeah.
He was a good friend if you were not a low color.
He was just true to his color.
Yes. A little bit of a space racist, but.
Just a tiny bit.
He. Yeah. Seemed nice at first. And then my favorite quote is when Darrow kills Julian and he's all upset because he murdered a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
Roke says, if you're thrown into the deep and do not swim, you will drown. So keep swimming, right, Dory?
Yep.
Just keep swimming.
I was gonna say, you just about hit him with the Dory. Yeah, that's probably my most memorable Roke moment as well. So that's a good call. He's a great character. I'm glad he made your top 25.
Thanks.
But he does suck. We don't like space racists.
So, bye. And he's not still alive. I almost put my favorite moment was when he killed himself. I thought you'd be mad.
That would be good. I would have liked that. We can amend that still if you want to.
No, that's terrible. I would never.
Okay. Number 24 for me. I took Octavia off and put her on. And it's kind of funny that you said you took her off your list, but I put Lilith on the list.
Nice. I mean, she's still like fucking shit up.
Right. And I was just thinking back to like the OG
Bone Riders.
Like, yeah, the OG Bone Riders, and just like
she has cool hair.
How fucking scary she was, yeah. Especially when she first shows up. And so that goes into like my favorite moment and favorite quote is like, and this, I think my theme through the first five is like people's intro is typically like my favorite moment for them, because Pierce is like very good at establishing character like immediately.
Yeah.
And then you get connected to them even with a small amount of page time. So Lilith, when she shows up and she's got like the little holo cube, she's trying to get Cassius to kill Darrow. Very creepy. She's got teeth braided into her hair. I will always remember that detail forever. And they're talking about how it's clacking.
Yeah.
I just love the way that she's introduced. And then her quote is from that scene where she says, "I come from the jackal." And I was thinking, now she does want to come from the jackal.
Not okay.
She means that literally now.
Oh my god. It's weird.
It's quite weird. Yep. Moving on. You're 24.
I do want to say she was higher up before I pulled her just because ew. Mm-hmm. Because like Abomination is like in charge, but she has kept this whole thing going. And resurrected him, and
she's a pretty big time character.
She's kind of like been fucking shit up in the background.
She's,
you know,
Day of Red Doves,
like, killed everybody.
Was doing her, she was doing that.
Cuts Daxo's head off.
Yeah,
psycho.
She has a lot of big moments where I was kind of like, I think I need to get her on my most prime 25.
Like, she's not the biggest of the baddies, but she's like really resourceful.
Yes,
with what she's got,
big time henchman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think she ever took the bones out of her hair?
I mean, I guess she would have had to for that disguise.
She's brushing and she's like, oh, yeah. I got a knot. No, that's a
tooth. She probably saved little Abominadrius's baby teeth and she's got those in her hair now. She
probably put them in her own mouth.
Yeah. Such a weirdo.
Gross. All right. One of my favorites is on 24 because he's not still alive.
Was it the death that really
I think knocked him down? Yeah. But Ephraim. Mm.
I was surprised that he was this low on your list.
I know. I love him.
Yeah.
I might regret this once I see who's higher. I've read through it. But love Ephraim. I think he's lower on the list because we only get him for a short time. But when we get him for 3 books, it's a short time. It feels short.
But no, it's like 1.5 books.
Golden Sun? No. Dark Age, Iron Gold?
Iron Gold and Dark Age, right? He dies in Dark Age?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like 1.5 books.
Okay. It's good to have this visual.
Yeah.
I should make a fake.
He dies
fake
about
grid.
Right
He
there.
Dies here. Okay. Yeah. Piece of dust. But obviously he brings a lot of levity. I like his vibe. Mm. I like that he's grumpy and does drugs and... Mm. You know, has a lot of pain, but he's funny.
Yes.
So favorite moment, obviously, when he does a bunch of drugs, jumps out of a ship naked with a mop.
I mean, iconic.
And he doesn't die somehow. Yes. Because the robots are like, you're not a threat, you crazy. Favorite quote, this place would eat Volga like it's eating you. That girl might have your blood, but I'm her people. She deserves more than dying for yours. If you want her as your heir, it'll be over my dead fucking body.
Woo! That gave me chills right there.
Isn't that good?
Yeah. That was good stuff.
There were a lot of good Ephraim quotes that I forgot about because they're in Dark Age.
Yeah.
Like, the fun ones are in Iron Gold.
Yeah.
And then the, like, he really, like... gets his joie de vivre right before he dies.
Yeah.
You know.
The stuff with him and Volga is so emotional. The father-daughter stuff. I'm just like, whoa.
Think
about it now just makes me want to cry. Okay. Number 23?
Yes.
Mine's going to be Diomedes Al-Ra.
Wow. He's low for you.
Yeah, I mean, this is one where it's like...
I feel like he's like the Moony version of Cassius.
This is true. And I think my quote for him, you know, supports that. But we haven't had a ton of time with him. Like, Lightbringer, he gets the most shine, obviously.
Yeah.
But even then, he's a quiet guy.
Yeah.
Like...
He's got a ponytail.
He doesn't get much action, and we still haven't seen him fully unleashed, which I do think after Red God, he would go higher up this list, because I do think he's going to be a big part of that book.
You think he's going to fuck Lysander up?
I don't know.
That'd be cool.
We'll see.
I would love it.
He's going to have to duel somebody. Like, we have to see him unleashed in some way, combat-wise.
Right.
Because that would just be a true miss in the boat if we don't ever get that. So, but so right now he's in my 23 spot. I'm going to say my favorite moment from him is another intro situation, not like his full intro, but kind of later, right after it, during Iron Gold. And it's the part where when Diomedes moves, they begin to die.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
That was combat.
That was a little taste of what he can do, but he gets stopped like immediately.
Yeah. He's like, you know, okay, yes, mom.
After he kills like two people or whatever.
He's like, I don't want to kill these people.
Right.
But they're...
So we get a little taste of his action, but then we hear mostly just about his feats of warrior.
Sure. But they're humble.
Yeah.
Those rim golds.
And that goes with my quote for him, which is, he says this to Lysander at one point during the first part of Lightbringer. He says, I am a simple knight. And I feel like that just like encapsulates who he is, how he sees the world. The way I would think about him is like, Game of Thrones does this thing where, you know, there's chivalry, like knights have chivalry or whatever, like they have this code of honor, but none of the knights in Game of Thrones have any chivalry. They're actually all horrible people.
Right.
And the most chivalrous people in Game of Thrones are typically people that are not knights, like Brienne and stuff like that. That's how I think about Diomedes. Like, he sees himself in a way, like as the shining light, as like this, just a simple knight who's doing his job and is like humble and in control,
but isn't actually terrible.
Yeah. And like golds think of themselves that way, but they're not, nobody's actually that way. Diomedes actually embodies all of those characteristics and what gold is like meant to be or whatever, you know, like these shepherds that hold up this power structure so that there's the lower colors are protected and all this stuff like that. Like when he talks about them breaking the contract, that's what he's referring to. Like, we haven't done our job of protecting you. And he actually believes all of that stuff, which I think is like why we find him so appealing.
Mm-hmm. And he's hot.
Yes, that's you. Yeah.
Probably.
Well, in my
head. If you're into Moonies. And I am.
Who's your 23?
You already did the quote. My 23 is Vul Sung Fa, which was rude to put him right next to Ephraim and right above Ephraim.
Yes, above Ephraim is wild.
Yeah. Anyways.
Hey, that's
he's
what you
strong.
Get out of your system.
He's, yep. He's skilled. He's cunning.
Mm-hmm.
Low moral compass. But, you know, still doing good.
Yep.
Not still alive.
But dead.
What was my... I can't think of the one before still alive. Oh, successful outcomes.
Successful outcomes.
He had a lot of those.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I also like his juxtaposition. Like, he's the scariest, most badass guy. And then he's like fancy. And he's like, I just...
I know. A lot of people didn't like that.
I just want to drink tea and hang out. Right. But I have to be scary.
A lot of people didn't like that switch up. But I thought it was
fantastic. It's all theater.
Yes.
Which is one of his quotes too.
Yeah.
You know, that's you're already stuff. Dead. This is all theater. So my favorite moment was when he's on the Pandora wearing his spiky armor. Oof. And he's like,
yeah,
walking through, like skewering everyone. He's yeah. got like heads on him. Yeah. Like,
he's just got like bodies hanging off
pretty
of his
insane.
Spikes and
yeah.
stuff. Yeah.
That was terrifying. My favorite moment. And then the quote is obviously worthy.
Yeah.
But I have a longer quote too, because I thought he deserved a longer quote.
Yeah.
So it's, you will not be the first willow branch I have broken. I have your measure. You are not as fast as they claim. You're not as strong as my weakest kin shield. The morning star has fallen from the sky. Fear not. Tonight I will give you wings.
Talk about
he
talking
did,
some shit.
He did start here, like here with worthy.
Yeah.
And then like about here, he like wouldn't shut up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're not watching, I'm doing a visual of where we are in the books.
That is That's some really good shit talk.
Like, he had some good shit going yeah. on. And he, with the heart ripper outer thing, he was scary.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he has got a very good villain. I enjoyed Vulsung Fa a lot.
Me too.
And I mean, like, it was so cathartic to kill him.
It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It felt awesome.
Can't wait to kill the other baddies. All of them.
Okay, number 22. I feel like you're going to find this one controversial for me. But
okay.
Holiday T. Nakamura.
You hypocrite. First and foremost.
Hey.
You still think she's a sleeper agent.
No. I came, I admitted on the podcast that I was probably wrong.
Sure. You're still holding out.
But I'm just reserving the right to be right about it in the future.
Okay.
Yes. But the more I think about it, and I've seen people chatting about it online and in various conspiracy corners around the world.
Sure.
You know, there's other people out there with me that see these same things.
They might have gotten the idea from you.
They might have, and we're out there and we're still watching.
Okay.
We have laid down our swords for now.
Tell me why Nakamura's on your number 22.
Well, I don't know. Like, if she's not a traitor, she's awesome. Like, the prison breakout.
Yeah.
Like, her dedication.
She'd be a great best friend.
Her dedication to Mustang. Mm-hmm. I do find those parts weirdly earnest and, like, true.
Uh-huh.
And so I do feel like maybe, like, if she is a traitor, there's going to be something there where she's like, I'm sorry, like, I really do love you, Mustang, but I am going to do this. I don't know. I'm spitballing here.
So far out of reality.
But I do, like, how loyal she is to Mustang.
Who's she going to... All the baddies you thought she was working for are dead now.
She's had a lot of opportunities to fuck stuff up. And I would argue that she is kind of fucking things up from time to time.
Maybe for Darrow.
We don't need to go down a whole...
Tell me your favorite holiday moment.
We've been down this road before. I'm going to go ahead and say, once again, I'm back at an intro, but the prison breakout.
Yeah.
Her and Trigg working together. Like, just the way that...
That's why they call her Six, because she's always got your back. I say that all the time, by the way. I'm talking about my dog because he always stands right behind me. Call me Six.
That's awesome. But yeah, I mean, she's a badass fighter. She's shown herself to be very loyal up to this point.
She's good with guns.
I mean, she's got gadgets. She's got the storyline with Ephraim was really great.
I feel like she's a friend who you could call and she could like change your tire.
Yeah.
Like, she's resourceful.
I like how she, like, stands up for herself and, like, she decided to leave the Howlers because she wanted to stay loyal to Mustang and, like, the shit with the Howlers wasn't working for her. She wouldn't really, like, trust what Darrow was doing.
Well, Darrow's doing a lot of crazy shit.
Well, he was fucking up at that point. We've talked about that. So I like that she was, like, willing to kind of stand on her own and do what she wanted. And my favorite quote from her, this goes back to, like, I really admire her loyalty to Mustang specifically. I like that a lot. It is an honor to serve a true sovereign. She says that at the Day of Red Doves.
Yeah.
Yeah. When she was kind of fucking up, but.
Hey, no one saw any of that coming.
Maybe she's just slightly incompetent. I don't know. Like.
Or maybe Lilith outsmarted everyone.
I think questions can be asked. Legitimate questions can be raised.
I think if she was like there, in there, where Daxo and Mustang were, she would have died.
Probably.
Where was she? Shooting?
She got locked out.
Right.
Yeah.
She's like, no. Too slow.
Exactly. Thank you.
I'll have to read that part again.
All right. Welcome to my conspiracy corner. All right.
Still feel like on my... On my reads and rereads of Dark Age, I like black out a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't blame you.
But maybe now that I'm in this like darker place, in the world, maybe now it'd be like a comfort.
To the outside world?
Comfort read.
It might be, actually. That's a good point. Okay. You're 22.
22 is the Jackal, Adrius Augustus. Mm-hmm. In these three books, He's a big baddie.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
He's a
very fun character.
He's like, I would call him more of a like a traditional just bad guy mm-hmm. with daddy issues. Mm-hmm. Like, you know his motivations. They're very obvious. He even says them out loud. You know, I like that he's the opposite of Mustang. So you see, you know, what happens if you love a child. And when you leave them on
when
a rock.
Abandoned one. Yeah.
You know.
Huh. They turn into a sociopath.
You
so
know,
weird.
It's okay. So my favorite moment and like probably one of the most badass things anyone's done is when Darrow stabs his hand and he cuts his own hand off.
Yeah, you're like, we know we're dealing with someone who's on an entirely different level.
When he's like, I don't need my hand because yeah. I have my brain. Yeah. You know, he's like, I'm not a monkey who yeah. needs
That's like,
tools.
We're leveling up here. Yeah.
And then
that was pretty incredible.
That was Pax. Yep. That wasn't my favorite part. It was badass when he cut his hand off. And then the quote is like chilling. It's at the end of Golden Sun. Mm-hmm. He kills his dad.
Yep.
Finally. So now he can move on with his life. Maybe we've accomplished.
You still don't love me.
You don't love me and you're dead now, Nero. But this is always how the story would end. Not with your screams, not with your rage, but with your silence.
Whew. Yep.
And Darrow's like, fuck.
And I'm just like spinning out of control.
You're pacing.
I was like, oh my God.
What? And then he puts the blindfold on Darrow and yeah. and then we have to wait.
Whew.
I think everyone who reads the series should like be forced to wait at least like a month.
Yeah.
After Golden
to endure
Sun.
What we all had to endure,
you know,
back
just,
then
just feel bad for a while.
Yeah, I just started rereading Golden Sun again. I'm super excited.
Did you start with Red Rising? You just started.
No, I just started.
You were like, get it down here.
Well, I wanted to listen to the audiobooks because I have not listened to all 6 audiobooks.
Oh.
And I've listened to like Red Rising. I'm pretty sure I've listened to Golden Sun, but. And some of Morningstar, but like the last 3, I definitely know I haven't listened to audiobook. I've listened to chunks, but so I'm going to listen to every audiobook. So I started at the library getting my audiobooks.
Okay.
Red Rising is all checked out because of TikTok.
Dude.
But Golden Sun was available. So I was like,
TikTok's blowing up.
I know what happens in Red Rising. So
yeah,
I'll start
we've read it a few
times. Golden Sun and get on the waiting list.
I think I'll do the opposite. I'll go back through and like analog read them with my eyeballs.
There you go.
Or will I? I've been reading Dungeon Crawler Carl with my eyeballs, which is why you beat me.
I know. I'm so proud of you. You did big books, too.
Oh, my God. They're
huge. I did them all
huge.
On the Kindle. Yeah, they're big.
I was carrying one around the mall, and I was like, this is like I'm working out.
Yeah. They're
book,
cool looking,
book
though.
Book 6 is fat. I
they
should bring it up
here.
They look
good on a shelf. I like them.
Yeah, I got the like fancy new artist covers. Anyways, back to our favorite book series. Who's your 21?
Number 21, our last characters for today. My number 21 is Fichtner.
Nice.
Yeah.
The father.
So, I mean, wish we had more time with him, to be honest. Like,
I
thinking
know.
Back, like, he's such a joy, especially that when you reread and you know, kind of, you obviously, you know the twist. And so it's much more fun to, like, read the stories with that lens.
He's also, like nasty and rude.
Yeah. Yeah. And just like knowing that he's Severo's dad.
Yeah.
You can see it a lot more once you know it.
Yeah.
You can see the writing and how they're very similar. So my favorite moment with him obviously is, you know, the reveal.
It's me, Boya.
Yeah. It's always been me. That's not the quote that I had
it's
as
a
my
great
favorite,
quote
but
though.
Just because that moment is so
you're
amazing.
Like, yes.
It's such
did
just,
you know it was him before?
Absolutely not. No clue.
I probably didn't.
I'm like, I'm very
there's
gullible.
No way I did
it
if
like,
I didn't.
You know me, I'm very gullible. And when I'm like
yeah,
in a book, I'm like,
you're just,
I'm deep into it. I'm
you're
just
like,
going.
I'll take the ride wherever you want me.
Sometimes I'll see stuff coming, but like I'm a sucker for twists. I get punched in the face all the time. You know?
Great.
The Red Wedding, I mean, I've told you that story where
oh.
I just destroyed me reading a book.
Yeah.
And I threw it across the room. And
that was brutal.
So pissed.
We've talked about this, but Dave Red Dubs or Red Wedding?
Both. I mean, are
which do you prefer?
Traumatic for me. Like,
do you think when Pierce wrote I'm like looking at him up here.
Yeah.
Do you think when he wrote Day of Red Doves, he was thinking of the Red Wedding?
Oh, I'm sure. I think the
he's
only...
He's like, how am I going to traumatize these people yeah. as much as George?
The only reason the Red Wedding is worse is because Mustang survives the Day of Red Doves. If she had died, it would be number one for me.
Yeah.
Like, that would have crushed my soul. And I thought she was dead for a period of time. You know,
she did get stabbed in the cheek.
I actually did. That is one time I did look for her name in the book.
Cheater.
And move forward to make sure that she was alive.
I would never do that.
And then my favorite quote, I wanted to lean into something more on the funny side, the funny and rude side, like you said, because that's the stuff that I love from Fichtner the most. Yeah. And it was when he, like, in Golden Sun, after the Gala Gala, the whole Augustus clan that Darrow's, like, leading is trying to get off the planet or off the moon. And he stops them. He
I know
pops
what you're
down
saying.
And he's like, who's in charge here or whatever? And the jackal steps up and he just goes, he's like, I am or whatever. He's like, pass, you're creepy. And
he's just like ew. Shoots him.
And knocks him over. I laugh so hard at that every single time. Like, he's like,
and
who's your
like,
representative? He's like, it's me. He's like, pass, you're creepy. Yeah, who else? Who's next? It's just so Fichtner, and it's perfect. So, yeah, that's why I picked it.
Too bad he didn't actually kill him in that moment. That would have saved us.
I know.
Well, it would have saved everyone.
Would have saved Quinn.
Their heads. Sure. Lots of heads would have been saved.
All right, you're number 21. Let's finish up the list.
Final for today is Daxo.
Love this.
Number 21.
I really considered putting him on my list, but yeah. I just decided not enough page time.
I at one point had all the Telemonuses and I cut a few out.
Yeah.
So there might be one more.
Okay.
So Daxo, super cunning, super strong.
He's scoring high on some categories.
Moral compass is tough because he's a very nice guy, but he still seems maybe a little space racist.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean.
But he's still like really nice to low colors. I mean, he's going and helping the Reds. He's nice to
more Lyria. About dedication to Mustang than anything.
Yeah. It's more like he loves Mustang, so he'll do the right thing because that's what she's doing.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like he would also do the wrong thing.
Yeah. Like,
he also has those like creepy fish and like, I don't know. He's probably got an evil.
Does have some eccentricities. Yeah.
The head tats.
Yeah.
I'm going to shave my head and get those. Watch me. So my favorite moment, Day of Red Doves, when Daxo's defending Virginia, he like a guy comes up and he rips both his arms off.
He was a badass.
And then he like picks up his trident or whatever and he's like, Lionheart!
Yeah.
It felt very like Braveheart, you know, like the big moment.
Oh yeah.
That's also the only time we really see Daxo fighting or like doing, you know, badass shit.
Full Metal Daxo. Yeah.
Full metal Daxo is hard to say. And then the quote is right before the Day of Red Doves, which is, I've thought it over. I think I would be a good father. After all, I have a fine example to follow. Right when you read that too, you're so like, tough. He's dead.
Yeah.
Pierce never lets up.
We should know better by now, but at the time I did not.
I knew for sure in Lightbringer, the like brother scene, I was like, I don't like this.
Yeah, I was like,
I couldn't even enjoy it.
Lights out here.
This is not going to go well. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was one of those where you're like, oh, one of them's going to die.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yep.
Am I happy it was Daxo over Kavix? Yes. But.
That's fair. Yeah.
Because, you know, Big Daddy.
How did he score in the volleyball category on your list?
That's so mean. Ben is talking about his head, by the way, being bounced around in the crowd.
All right.
He tried to make me make a meme about it once.
You did.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
I felt bad about that. Moral compass, one.
And then you threw me under the bus.
I was like, Ben made me do this. Yeah.
But people liked it. So no Howler mailbag today. That's our full prime 25 list for today, our first five.
Send in your first five.
But yes, we would like to hear from all of our favorite howlers. You know, the mailbox,
it's going. We're reading them.
It's still full of emails. I will be trying to respond to them, but you know, life happened and I was not monitoring it very closely for a while.
It's fine.
But you can send in new emails and we will be looking
at it. Emails,
DMs. You can also leave us a voicemail. As always, we'll flash that number on screen. 1-800-516-1540.
Damn, is that right?
Yeah.
Nice.
So yeah, we'll get the howler mailbag going.
800-588-2600 Empire. We need like a jingle.
Oh yeah, there we go. If you guys have a 1-800 jingle, let us know. Send those in as well. But we'll be accepting, you know, some howler mailbag stuff, some emails. You know, we'll have some howler mailbag episodes down the line. Tell us who's in your top 25. Tell us why our Prime 25 sucks so much and we're wrong about everything.
No, that would hurt my feelings. Tell us how Ben sucks and Aaron's is awesome.
They do that already.
I feel like if you read Dungeon Crawler Carl, I kind of feel like you're Carl and I'm Donut. Just right when I sang, I was like, oh, fuck, I'm Donut.
Yep, you definitely are. Aaron, you know what it's time for?
What are we into this week?
What are you into, Aaron?
K-pop demon hunters.
I knew you were going to say this. It is so good.
Okay, I have to give all credit to Miles.
Yep.
He came to town. We were at dinner. And he waited till we were like all the way outside. And he was like, you guys, you got to watch K-pop demon hunters. And I'm like, I've never heard of it somehow. Yeah. Even though I'm brain rotting all the time, it hasn't come up. So John was doing something. So I watched it. And like the minute it started, I was like, all right, I'm going to love it. It's music theater. It's anime.
Yeah.
It's Sailor Moon. You know,
yeah.
It's great. It's like Arcane.
It was so good.
And most importantly, music.
This is going to be kind of a weird comparison, but it reminded me of Hamilton, just in like the creativity aspect and like these two things that are not connected at all, K-pop and demon, you know, fighting.
They're very connected.
Like demon ninja fighting.
You have to keep the Hanmon. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying like, and then smash together into this great concept that like worked so well. And then you just watch it and you're like, wow, that was the most creative thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
I've seen it twice now. I've listened to it probably 30 times.
It was really good.
Do you have a favorite song? Oh, it's on Netflix.
Yes, you can watch it on Netflix. Probably Golden.
I like your idol because I like the boys. At volleyball with my adult friends yesterday.
You're a Saja boy?
I'm a Saja boy. Yeah. We were all talking about our favorite Saja boys. And I was like, I think my favorite's Baby Saja. And all my friends were like, what does that say about you? I was like, I don't know.
Baby, huh?
He's got the lollipop and he's like, goo goo gaga.
That was pretty great.
I like Baby Saja.
It was really fun. Like, even if you feel like both of those things do not appeal to you at all, I almost guarantee you watch it and you'll have fun.
Yeah.
My girlfriend, who does not like stuff like that, and was
she likes Disney.
What the hell are you doing starting this movie? I was like, you're watching it. We're watching it.
Sit your ass down.
Yeah. And she was like journaling. And even she, by the end, she was like super into the movie. She's crying.
Sure.
She's singing the songs. Yeah. So like,
let's watch it again.
It was good.
Right now.
I would love to.
Okay. Ben, what are you into this week?
I'm going to recommend some music. I would also recommend K-pop Demon Hunters. I had a great time.
And the album. But first, watch it. Take down, take down, take down, 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 down. Hunter's girls.
Some different music that's not K-pop. And that's a new album from Lord Huron called The Cosmic Selector Volume 1.
Okay.
I haven't listened to this a lot. And I love Lord Huron. One time
Did I know that? I don't think I knew that.
The lead singer told me that I had a cool shirt on.
What?
At a concert I went to.
You went to a concert without me?
It was when you didn't live here.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It was a long time. It was like,
was it a cool shirt? I bet. You always have cool shirts.
It was. It was a cool t-shirt at the time. He walked by me and said, cool shirt.
You have a cool shirt on now, Zeph Barbecue. Shout out.
So ever since then, I'm like, he's a good guy. I really like that guy.
you know, strong moral compass.
Yes.
Super smart.
Anyway, I like their music a lot. And they have, like, it's just really great, like, just easy listening kind of. I love listening to it in the car. I love listening to it while I'm, like, working on something.
What's a song I would know?
From Lord Huron?
Sing it.
Yeah. That album Strange Trails has a song on it that got really big from, like, TikTok and stuff.
Okay. I probably know it.
But I like their last two albums a lot, Long Lost and this one, The Cosmic Selector. Very good. Very good music.
Doesn't sound as good as K-pop Demon Hunters.
It's a different vibe. There's no doubt about that, for sure. Less,
nice.
Like, pressing beats, you know?
Uh-huh.
More kind of guitars and earthy, vibey type things going on.
Sure.
But yes, check it out. Aaron, what's coming up next week on Howlerpod?
We're going to continue, like we said, Prime 25. We're going to do, what is it?
20 through 16.
Thank you.
Yep.
Math?
Yes. And let's maybe talk about a schedule a little bit, or like, we're back, right? We're podcasting again. We would love to.
No promises
keep
how long we're back.
Podcasting.
We're waiting on this.
We're obviously all waiting on Red God to come out, right? But feel like Red Rising is kind of experiencing a moment right now, and it'd be crazy for us to not be talking about it.
I know. We started in 2018.
So it's been a long time. Let's not talk about that, how old we are. So yeah, we're going to try to do regular episodes for the Prime 25 here. We'll probably do those weekly when these start releasing. After that, we'll probably move more to like every other week, bi-weekly. The one thing that they tell you when you make a podcast is to have a regular schedule. Obviously, we don't listen to that.
Well, our Lord and Writer doesn't keep schedule, so why do we have to? Am I going to get smote?
The schedule is going to be vibes, but we will keep you informed, and we will try to podcast regularly pretty much up until Red God is kind of is what we were thinking.
And then we're going to fucking hit it hard.
But, you know, if Red God is like delayed 2 years, then maybe we won't.
Then not worthy.
You know, so you guys get it.
You get it. You're all in the same boat we are. Just trying to survive until we get what we want. Well, thanks everyone for watching and listening and vibing with us. Don't forget to make your lists, even if you don't share them with anyone. It'd be fun just to.
It was a fun exercise.
Just think about it.
Harder than you think.
It wasn't like all fun. It was kind of heart wrenching on some of them.
Oh yeah.
Just like, sorry.
Yeah.
So
I was making, I was like, people are gonna judge this. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
This person high enough.
You know, I only kept the strongest. So I'm clearly.
I like that you kind of had
gold.
You had a set criteria.
Special thanks to Miles for the episode art. You can follow Miles on Instagram at @mbenskydesigns.
Love you, Miles.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Don't stop. We're stopping that.
No more raising the roof this year. All right.
I'm tired of it. The roof is not going anywhere. We've battened down the hatches.
Fine.
Anyways. Comment, tell us that you like Ben's shirt, because apparently that's the only criteria for you being a nice person.
I love people that do that. Historically.
Yeah. You know, it's great. Follow us, Howlerpod, @Howlerpod, Instagram, Facebook, @HowlerpodOfficial on TikTok, because we're official. Email us, HowlerMailbag, @HowlerPod@gmail.com, or DM us. Leave a voicemail at 1-800-516-1540. I stole that.
Please send us a jingle.
I can do it.
Okay.
Just give me time. That's 1-800-516-1540. You could sing a jingle on the voicemail.
There we go.
I dare you.
We'll use that if you do it.
Yeah, we'll use your voice.
Yeah.
For in perpetuity.
I love that.
For free. Find links to it all, howlerpod.com. Tell a friend, spread the word, give someone a book.
We're doing a really good job of that, apparently, because Red Rising is popping off.
Yeah, so good job sharing books. Good job book talk.
Are sharing
It's a great
word. Yeah.
Book talk is potent. Like once you're on it, that's all you see.
Wild.
It's great. Yeah. I do miss my llama videos, but it's okay. Yeah. I can always look them up. And rate and review us. 5 stars only. If you don't give us 5 stars only, then we'll play volleyball with your head.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, howlers.
Omnisphere lupus. Ow!